Flies. At least I thought they were flies. That was the first thing I became aware of. Late-season flies buzzing around my head and my hat that partially covered my face. I lay in the warmth of the sun, just happy to be breathing. Boy, howdy, do I feel like shit. I pulled the hat from my face, but immediately regretted the decision, the sunlight blinding me, so I pulled both arms up to cover my eyes like an involuntary vampire. Hitting myself in the teeth with the hammer of my Colt, I moved it to the side and then lay there, trying hard not to concentrate on the taste in my mouth. Leveraging up on one elbow, I looked around at the day and the position of the sun. What the hell time is it? Reaching into my jeans to retrieve my pocket watch, I pulled it out by the horsehead fob and dangled it in front of my face, where it read 8:17. The crystal protecting the face of the watch was broken. I stared at it, figuring I must have damaged the thing in my fall. Tucking it back into the pocket, I scanned the canyon that in the light of day looked relatively benign. I guess I was lucky that the cougar hadn't come around for a second course. I sat up a bit more and was able to grab a limb of one of the small trees nearby and was startled to see it was over 40 feet. After looking around at the tiny canyon, I realized that all the trees were at least that height. Laughing, I stood and felt the back of my head where the blood had crusted in my hair. Figuring I must have hit harder than I thought, I glanced around some more and then noticed something even stranger. I wasn't on the side of the canyon floor where I'd been last night. Instead, I was just below where I'd fallen, the blood marking the spot where I'd slid to a stop, more blood than there would have been if I'd immediately gotten up, which I thought I had. It was morning, and Henry, and who knew who else, would be worried about me. I wondered if the Cheyenne Nation had found Dog. Slow and steady, I climbed the rocks and paused at the cornice where there was a little blood and hair stuck to it about halfway up. I was lucky I hadn't bashed my brains in. Staggering over the rim, I sat there, catching my breath before being surprised by Major League sniffing to the side of my head that threatened to send my hat cascading back down into the canyon. I caught it and turned to my partner in crime. Dog was wagging and smiling at me, but when I reached out to him, he backed away and whined. I laughed, first at his reaction to me and then because I could count on one hand how many times I'd heard him make that noise. Maybe it was just the blood. I reached out for him again, but he ducked his big head and backed away another step. What, I'm gone for a few hours and you forget who I am? A smaller whine escaped him, but he kept wagging the tail as I shambled to a standing position, feeling like my head might pop off and fall into the canyon on its own. The way Dog was acting, I wasn't sure he'd fetch it for me. All right, then. I started off toward the cabins, but he stayed a couple of steps ahead of me, constantly checking to see if I was still following. I laughed. What is wrong with you? It was getting warmer as we escaped the denser part of the forest and the trees broadened, allowing more sunlight in. I was feeling pretty good after finding Dog or having Dog find me, the only worry being the constant ache at the back of my head. As we got closer to the cabins, I could see there were a number of vehicles crowding the area, cruisers from the Rosebud County Sheriff's Department, Lolo Long's Yukon sedans that I recognized as FBI, and for some strange reason, Rosebud County Search and Rescue. I was beginning to think that something had happened when I saw the collected law enforcement of eastern Montana standing near the Cheyenne Nation, who appeared to be addressing the group by standing on the tailgate of my truck. Sidling up into the crowd, I raised my voice. What? We're having a cop convention? They all turned to look, about 20 of them. The bear stared at me, a strange expression on his face. What? One or two of the federal agents on the periphery shook their heads and walked away. As Lolo Long knifed through the crowd, where the hell have you been? Some of the others drifted away when it started dawning on me that all of this might be on my account. What, you guys thought I was lost? Her face grew even closer. I repeat, where the hell have you been? I glanced at Gordo Hansen, who had come over, and then up at Henry. Come on, Henry. I was gone for, what, 5 hours? You could have held off on the manhunt of the century. Long shook her head at me, finally spitting out the words. In case you haven't noticed, we've got better things to do than be out traipsing the woods looking for you. She turned on her heels, leaving me standing there, stunned. Godo leaned in beside me. I think you just got fired.